And if you're just joining us, you're listening to special coverage of the 2012 election on WRVO. I'm Jason Smith, Catherine Loper, Grant Reher here with you. We're going to go to our Alan Abbott now, who is at the Republican headquarters at the Onondaga County Republican headquarters. We can tell you at this point that the Associated Press has called the race for Dan Maffei. They are projecting that Dan Maffei has won the race. Ellen is here with us, and we heard from Anne-Marie Burkle. She said the race is not over yet. Ellen, do you have any updates for us?
No, only that I've talked to Onondaga County Elections Republican Party Chief Tom Beatty, and he says the race is not over. He thinks she will still pull through, although it will be difficult. And when I spoke to her, she didn't have... She was more along the lines, I really can't say what's going to happen. We have to wait and see what votes come in. And earlier she said that they were still waiting on Wayne County and some of the outlying counties as well. Now, in Onondaga County, she lost quite handily by 96,000, more than 96,000 for Maffei and only 73,000 for Burkle. So, obviously, she has a lot of votes to overcome, more than 20,000. But no one here is conceding at all.
Okay, Ellen, thanks very much for that quick update. We'll hopefully talk to you again as we go forward with our coverage. Again, the Associated Press calling the race for Dan Maffei, Anne-Marie Burkle saying it's not over yet. But as we just heard from Ellen, Grant, 20,000 votes, that's the lead for Maffei. When we factor in Cayuga County, we factor in Wayne County in probably about 20 seconds, Grant. What can you tell me about that?
Well, it's a steep hill that she's got to climb here. The last one was steep too. This one's steeper. So I think the AP has got something there.
Okay, as we continue with our coverage, we're going to go back to NPR for their coverage. We hope to hear, as NPR has projected, that President Obama has won re-election. We hope to hear from him and Mitt Romney here on WRVO, your source for NPR News, WRVD Syracuse, WRVN Utica, WRVJ Watertown, WRVH Clayton, WRCU Hamilton, WSUC FM Cortland, and WRVO Oswego and Syracuse. Our coverage continues next on WRVO. It's 12 o'clock. Good evening. You're listening to live special coverage of the 2012 election here on WRVO. I'm Jason Smith, joined by our news director, Catherine Loper, and Grant Reher, a professor of political science at Syracuse University. We're going to spend our last 15 minutes or so of our local coverage here talking mainly about the local congressional races. And we're going to start with the race for New York's 24th congressional district. That's the race between Dan Maffei and Anne-Marie Burkle and the Green Party candidate Ursula Rosum. Anne-Marie Burkle saying it's not quite over yet, but the Associated Press has called it for Dan Maffei. Dan Maffei gave a victory speech. And our Ryan Delaney was there, and he joins us now live. Ryan, good evening, or actually should say good morning, as we get into the morning hours here. You heard from Dan Maffei. Was it a victory speech?
I would say so. He started out by saying it looks like when all the votes are counted that he will be Central New York's congressman again. I suppose he did leave a little bit of a window, but it was certainly seemed like a victory speech. He said that this race was not about him. It was about his supporters. Touched on, you know, a theme he touched on all through this campaign, that this race is about working class families and bringing attention back to working class families. The crowd, by the time Mr. Maffei, soon-to-be Congressman-elect Maffei, arrived here shortly after midnight, was a little bit thinner than we saw earlier tonight, but it had been an energetic and excited crowd for a while. Ever since NBC News called this race, the presidential race, I should say, for Barack Obama shortly after 11, this place has been pretty energetic. Then Assemblyman Sam Roberts, who is heading back to Albany, really got the crowd fired up with a speech by them. And then it was on to Mark English, the Democratic County Chair here, to make sure the crowd stuck around in time for Dan Maffei's speech. Still some people here milling around. Definitely a lot of hugs, a lot of smiles, a lot of people very happy about tonight. Certainly a win for the Democrats here in Onondaga County tonight, Jason.
Ryan, it's Catherine Loper here. Do we know if Burkle and Maffei have talked at all? Has there been any conversation between the two candidates?
I do not know. about that. It certainly seems like from, you know, what you've been reporting, what Alan Abbott's been reporting, Merkel may not be willing to throw in the towel yet. But I have not seen Dan's people around in a few minutes, so we're not sure if that call has been made yet.
And there had been lots of talk about lawyers being on standby, that sort of thing. Are they feeling confident in it now that they're no longer talking about that sort of legalities?
Yeah, I would say so. Mark Broomer, Dan MaFay's press secretary here, all night, despite, you know, the margin of victory from the results that we had in, still kept saying, you know, too early to tell without Wayne County. But I think once the Associated Press called this for Dan MaFay, that concern and that weight on their shoulders of this being a long, lengthy legal battle again kind of went out the window. And was, like I said, replaced with a lot of smiles, some cheers, and a lot of hugs.
Ryan, Grant Rear has a question for you.
Sure. Hi, Ryan. Listening to the speech, or at least we heard most of it from Dan MaFay, it was similar in a lot of ways to the one that we heard in 2010. My guess is, and I'm sort of echoing something you just said there in response to Catherine, that given that, I imagine that the threshold of confidence that that both he and the Democrats would want to have before speaking that way would have to be higher. I imagine they're pretty sure about this, I would think.
Yeah, I would say so. He did reference briefly in that speech his previous campaigns and said, you know, like I mentioned, he's learned over his campaigns that this is, you know, about his supporters and about the voters here. And, you know, it seems like, you know, 2 years ago, 2010, there was that wave of Republican conservative support. It seems like, you know, a lot of Democrats feel like that's shifted back a little bit in this county this year, at least for now.
Ryan Delaney, thanks very much for all of your hard work tonight. We really appreciate it. We'll hear more from you tomorrow morning as we wrap up our election coverage.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Ryan. As Ryan mentioned, we heard from Dan MaFay. We heard from Anne-Marie Burkle. We're going to hear from MaFay in just a moment. But first, let's hear what Anne-Marie Burkle had to say just a little while ago when it comes to she's not quite giving up just yet. Let's hear a little bit of what she had to say.
We just don't have enough results in yet. We have not heard from Wayne County. Cayuga County, we've only heard one town from Cayuga. We don't have all of Oswego, and we don't have all of Onondaga. Plus, there's 21,000 absentee ballots. So I just want everyone in this room, I want you to understand what heroes you are, how wonderful, what great Americans you are for being here tonight, for supporting this party, for supporting the principles that made this country the greatest nation in the history of the world. You have so much to be proud of. You are heroes to all of us who run for public office. From the day you start passing petitions until the time you waved your last sign this afternoon at 6 o'clock and people made phone calls up till 9 o'clock, you are great Americans. And this is a time for all of us to say thank you to you for what you've done for our party and for our community. I'm afraid this is going to be somewhat of a replay, maybe not, of last time. It's just not going to be decided tonight, but I know you're going to be with us in spirit, and you're going to be with us if you stay here as well. But I just want to encourage all of you. The results aren't in yet. We're waiting for them, waiting to hear from Cayuga, Wayne, and certainly the absentees. The absentees have all been impounded, as you know, so they're not even being read yet.
Anne-Marie Burkle, the Republican incumbent, as we've heard, the Associated Press has called it for Dan MaFay with about 92% of the votes counted. MaFay leads 50% to 42%. Dan MaFay's speech sounded a lot more, I guess, victorious in nature. So let's hear a little bit of what he had to say.
It has been a long night, and I'm very, very glad you're all here. And in fact, we do still have some votes to count. But at this point, I am confident that when all the votes are counted, I will be your next congressman. I have been very, very honored to spend some time recently with President Bill Clinton. And I really think President Clinton showed us how to balance the budget, do it the right way, and do it for the middle class. But I will tell you one thing. Central New York now has its own comeback kid. Now, the truth is, with a victory like this, you know, it's close, there's a lot, everything is going on, and every vote certainly counted. I have to tell you, this is not one of those wins that you call a candidate win. This is a win for my supporters. When you lose a race like we did 2 years ago, and it's that close and all that other stuff, you learn who the people who maybe are not with you, and you learn who your real friends are. And ladies and gentlemen, I am surrounded tonight by my real friends.
Dan Maffei, certainly sounding like a victory speech there. As we roll on with our coverage, we're going to move along and talk a little bit about the race for the 21st congressional district between Bill Owens and Matt Doheny. These are races that we thought were going to be a lot closer than they turned out to be. We didn't really expect to hear a victory speech from Dan Maffei tonight. We didn't really expect to hear a victory speech from Bill Owens tonight, but we did. We'll hear from him in just a moment. But we're going to hear from Matt Doheny first.
That's right. The 21st Congressional District, a poll had just come out on Friday and showed that it was a neck-and-neck race, so we were expecting it to go a lot longer. But we have heard from both Matt Doheny, Republican, who was in Watertown this evening, and we will start out by hearing a little bit from him, what he had to say in his speech.
I think this year, to be fair, or the presidential year, made it challenging. You know, one thing that I do have to caution everyone, and just being intellectually honest, which I always have been, and that's part of why I'm a Republican and why I'm running for Congress, is, you know, if you look at the results today, I don't know how Republican this 21st congressional district is anymore. And you'll see with the President Obama numbers, you know, it was very challenging. And I think that was continuing during the campaign. You saw in some of the polling, you know, we broke through and became neck and neck. And look, we could drag this out. We could do the re-canvassing and the absentees, and that'll all go according to form. But I think the country's been through enough. I think this district's been through enough. We've had three tough races in the last 4 years, and that's why I just said, you know what? I think it's probably this is where it's going to end up, and I'm sure the numbers will tighten and narrow. But that's why I called Congressman Owens, and I congratulated him and said, you know, it's time to go forward.
Matt Doheny, the Republican challenger, conceding defeat to Bill Owens. And as he said, and as Anne Marie Burkle said, there are still a lot of votes to be counted. And I'm sure that those leads that are there right now for both Maffei and for Owens will shrink a little bit. But both candidates, Anne Marie Burkle, not quite giving up just yet, but it certainly seems like Maffei has a much bigger lead. Let's hear now from Bill Owens. Just a little bit from Bill Owens. He spoke just a few minutes ago on his victory tonight.
You know, I've had the privilege of raising three kids here. We came here in the Air Force in 1977, decided to make this home. It's simply a great place with great people. And we feel simply that we are part of that process. And we want to help all of us, again, drive that boat forward and make sure that we're lifting all of us up so that we're all doing better 2 years from now.
Bill Owens, the incumbent Democrat, being reelected tonight. One more interview that we have that we hope to hear from Richard Hanna, who won reelection earlier tonight over Dan Lamb. Grant Reher, these are races that we really did think were going to be a lot closer than they turned out to be, especially we did not expect to hear a winner in the Dan Maffei Anne Marie Burkle race.
Particularly given the way it was going in the first half of the evening, it's really interesting. It'll be interesting to see the final numbers, but it was very interesting to see that the ground that all of us assumed that Anne Marie Burkle was going to make up, didn't materialize. And so you got out to these other counties, and again, we haven't seen all of them, and the other districts, we haven't seen all of them, but the lead that he sort of established early on kind of was, it was consistent. It stayed throughout the evening, and I think that was very, very interesting.
We're going to hear one more bit of tape from Richard Hanna, who won election earlier tonight. So we'll hear a little bit of an interview that he did with our Luke Tubia a little earlier this evening.
Dan Lamb just called you and conceded.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts?
He was a gentleman. This is a very hard thing to do, run for office for both of us. It's certainly you have advantages as an incumbent, so I would like to say I have the deepest respect for anybody that engages in this process. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. It takes a lot of energy, money, time, and a deep commitment, and I respect that. And for my own self, we have great staff. I think we've proven to people that we are entitled, at least we have a record to run on, that we have people have a good reason to send us back, not just to finish what we start, but based on our performance in the past. And nobody's entitled to this job at all. I would never suggest that. But what I would say is that we have a record that I'm proud of, that is transparent and responsible, nonpartisan. We have had more bills pass the floor than any other member. We try to find the best ideas. And, you know, at my age and my background, being a business guy, I never got paid for anything I didn't finish. And to that end, we every week try to look back and say, what have we accomplished? Who have we helped? And what do we want to do next week? Unlike so many people in public office, this is not about me. It's about, you know, you and everybody in this district, in this country, and how we can add value and how we can perform, what opportunities we can find.
Thank you.
That was Richard Hanna, congressman from the 22nd District, winning re-election, speaking to our Luke Tubia. We just also heard from the Doheny and Owens camps and Burkle and Maffei. And as we're wrapping up those three congressional races and all the other races we've talked about this evening, Grant Rear, what are your final thoughts about what we've seen here in central and northern New York on this election day?
Well, I think it's the same thing that you saw across the country. It was a good night for Democrats around the country. It was a good night for Democrats locally. I think what's going to be interesting in the 24th, thinking about the next 2 years, and God forbid we're thinking about another election already, but nonetheless, you know, the Republicans are not going to want to let this stand. I think that's pretty clear. I think that they think that Maffei is probably going to be challengeable, and they're going to want to come up with a quality candidate the next time. What will be interesting to connect to something I said earlier is what lessons does the losing party draw here? Will they come back with a distinctly more moderate Republican? There's been some issues in the central New York area with the strength of the Republican bench, so to speak. Will they try to find a good player from that bench that could give a strong challenge to Maffei? And what lessons does Maffei draw? What kind of congressman will he be this time around? How much will he reach out? Will he sort of learn to connect better with people? And I think it's sort of a given that most folks would agree with that he has some work to do in that regard.
And that is our Grant Rear. We thank you so much for being with us this evening. We have talked about three congressional races this evening, the Richard Hanna Dan Lamb race, the Doheny Owens race in the 21st Congressional District. And what we've talked about most of all is that Maffei Burkle race here in Syracuse area, the 24th District, which also included Ursula Rosam. And they are three races that were turned out about the way we thought they would, but a little bit quicker, I think.
I would like to see the yard signs go away before we start talking about the next election. That's just my opinion.
Me
but
too.
Yes, we want to thank all of you for listening tonight. We want to ask you to get a complete wrap-up of all of our election coverage tomorrow during Morning Edition, starting at about 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. We want to thank those who worked in our return room tonight: Jessica Salamone, Sean Anich, Brendan Phillips, Victoria Tomaselli, also Annie Palmer. Thanks to Jake Davis and Lee Russin, Ellen Abbott, Dury Lawrence, Ryan Delaney, Olivia Fecto, Corey Crockett, Matt Richmond, Luke Tubia, Brian Mann, David Summerstein, and Karen DeWitt, who we heard from in Albany. We want to thank you very much. Thanks to Grant Reher, who stuck with us a little later than expected tonight. Bruce Altshuler, who's got an early class tomorrow. He had to leave a little early tonight, but we want to thank him for joining us. Also, thanks to Mark Lavonier, who did an excellent job as our producer this evening, and Jeff Windsor, who was our engineer and took care of all of our equipment tonight. I'm Jason Smith. Thanks for joining us tonight, and again, be sure to join us tomorrow for Morning Edition starting at 5 for a complete wrap-up of all of our election coverage. NPR's coverage of the presidential race continues next.